Paul, the game was hyped, obviously, a lot with Austin Matthews or Patrick Laine, and I guess at the end of the day, it sort of lived up to its expectations, especially in overtime with Matthews being stopped and Laine. What'd you think of both players, starting with your own?
Well, I don't, from the, can't speak for their room. It's not as big a story in our room going into the game. And then it just becomes like that, I guess, with the last play of the game. Two great, great young players that are going to give their fans reasons to have nights like this over the course of the year and over the course of their careers, starting now. You know, just seen brilliance and from both of them in the first four games of the season. And lucky for Winnipeg fans and lucky for Toronto fans, they'll get to watch two great young players. I've never seen anybody score goals like Patrick Laine does in practice ever in 20 years. A guy that there are guys that are good shooters in practice and they can't seem to find a way to translate that into a game. But he is a gift. There's no question about it. It's a different shot. He makes his eyes up and he's got the hands for it. The first one, just a great example of the coordination that he has and the vision that he has.
And then finally, your goaltender tonight. Some people might look at it and say he gave up four goals, but not where you are if not.
No, he made big saves toward the end, especially the overtime. Clearly, the two power play goals. He's got no chance on those. You know, he's got no chance on them, and I'm glad he got a win because he deserved. I don't know. Would say we deserved a better. He deserved a better fate, but I don't think that the number on the clock was reflective of his score of his play.
Paul, you don't see a lot of 18-year-olds score a hat trick this soon in their career. I mean, does that surprise you at all that Patrick had that kind of game? Or
I can't tell you that you're surprised by it when you see the way he scores in practice on a daily basis and the way he. Gets more and more comfortable each game. There were shots in exhibition and you know, off posts or near misses, and he was really frustrated with those. And I remember thinking that, you know, he's probably getting too frustrated with that. And now I realize why he was so frustrated with those, because he's used to them going in. He gets a little more comfortable each game. We've played him. He's the fourth game. He's had three different line combinations that he's been out with, and each time starting to find a little more room. I think more relaxed in the other areas of the ice, not trying to be overly creative in places that there's no place to create, and then he doesn't need much time around the net, that's for sure.
With your room down four going into the second intermission, what do you say to your room to get them ready for the third, or do you at all?
Well, I had pretty much said everything I wanted to say after the first intermission, and we moved the lines around and explained to them how the bench was going to run because of that.
Three goals, I believe, already this season with your goalie pulled.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't want to get into a habit of having to do that, but any reason that is working so well versus, say, the power play early in the year?
They say things will always balance themselves out, even out. I've never believed that. But last year, I mean, we had 13 in our empty net before I think we got near one. And by the time we got near one, it was the end of the season. So maybe there's a balancing going on here. But we've got a little different kind of shooter, to be honest with you, right there now. So Nick Ehlers is a little more comfortable. And Patrick does a pretty nice job with the puck.